Being in limbo. Israeli families say that's what it's like waiting for their kidnapped dead to be returned home so they can mourn them. Tal Haimi, a 41-year-old father of three, was killed in the October 7th Hamas attacks when his kibbutz was targeted. Relative Udi Goran wants his cousin's remains returned from Gaza so the family can have closure and solace. He was speaking to our reporter Cian McCormack and he recalled how the family first learned that Tal was dead.
We were waiting. We were really hoping, even though the circumstances weren't such that we would be optimistic, but we hang on to the hope. And the military had found some evidence that took a long time to process. And 2 months into the event, we got the final confirmation that he was actually murdered on October 7th.
Do you know where Tal's remains are now?
Now, nobody knows. We assume that he was kidnapped to Khan Yunis, which is right across the border from his kibbutz, near Yitzhak, where many others were taken, but we really can't tell.
It's important now for your family to have closure.
Actually, because of the difficult circumstances, the Israeli general rabbinate has made it so it's possible to have an official funeral, even though the body itself is not there. So we had the service, but, you know, practically we buried dust. It's an empty coffin. For me personally, it didn't have much meaning aside from the service itself. You know, when we accept that Tal is not coming back and that he is dead. But in order to really find closure and have some solace, you know, in this tragedy, we need the body to be returned and buried on the kibbutz grounds. To me, the struggle continues. The struggle, the public campaign of bringing them back, bringing everybody back. And obviously, we want to get the living hostages back as soon as possible so their lives are spared. But the ones who are dead, being in limbo, this uncertainty is excruciating.
Another family member said earlier today that the Israeli government has a profound moral duty to bring hostages home. What are you saying?
I say exactly the same. I absolutely expect them to do everything in their power to bring back every hostage, dead or alive. And it's absolutely their duty.
Is this a difficult moment for you? Or do you feel maybe you're heading towards a conclusion now?
You know, when the deal that is being spoken about right now only speaks about the first release of about 30 or 35 hostages, Tal or other murdered hostages would not be among those. But it is absolutely clear to me that if we don't have the first deal, we won't be able to go to the second stage or third stage and have Tal back. I am extremely fearful that the more that the war continues, we would lose the hostages, we would lose trace of where they are. We would certainly lose trace of where the murdered hostages are, and that there would be more families without closure.
Udi Goran speaking there to Cian McCormack.